Well, more than two dozen local bands and musicians have come together to record an album of cover songs to benefit the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. The album is called Cover Charge, and it features cover songs from 25 different artists, all of them huge, huge stars in the local music scene. The Connells, Superchunk, the Mountain Goats, Mandolin Orange, Tiff Merritt, the list just goes on and on from there. CoverChargeMusic.com is the website. You can also get more information at the Cradle's website, which is CatsCradle.com. The album has been in the process of being released song by song for the last few weeks, but the full thing is coming out on Friday the 31st. And to talk about it, we are joined by three of the artists who are on the album and also integral to the organization of the album and putting it all together. Florence Dorr and from the DBs, Peter Holsapple and Will Rigby. Peter, Will, Florence, thank you so much for doing this and for being with us today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us on your show.
Thank you for having us.
So Florence, let me start with you. Since you were part of putting this all together, how did it all come about? What's the origin story?
I blame Peter. So we recorded, we were on tour and recorded a single, and that was March 9th and everything shut down. And prior to that, Peter had suggested that we play Marshall Crenshaw's song somewhere down the line as a cover when we played live. And when everything shut down, the lyrics took on this really serious meaning, because it's a song about reassurance in a time of despair. So I kind of wanted to see what would happen if we recorded it in quarantine, and Dixon made it sound great, Don Dixon, and we did. And then teamed up with the very wonderful and incredible and mighty Lane Worster and Steve Balcom and Sean Nolan. So that's the splinter group, is Lane and Steve. And Sean is a local entertainment lawyer. And we worked together to make this record, invited a bunch of artists.
That's awesome. And like the list of artists is just incredible. How'd you get them all together?
Well, so I'm married to a DB, so that one wasn't super hard to get. They graciously offered their song, I'm on an Island. But how we got so many great artists is really because of Sean Nolan and the Splinter Group. I had a student or two. Faith Jones was a student in my songwriting class, and Libby Rodenbaugh was in an English class I taught many years ago. She's in MIPSO. But the reach of the album is entirely due to the deep roots that Steve, Lane, and Sean have in the music scene in this area. They know everybody. Sean represents a lot of the artists on the record. And so teaming up with them is what made Cover Charge what it is.
Awesome. And again, covercharge.com is the website if you want more information, the full list of songs, and purchase the album and everything else. And of course, it's all to benefit the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. So Will and Peter, the DBs chose I'm on an Island by the Kinks. Why that song?
Well, the band had been playing I'm on an Island prior to my joining the DBs, I believe. And it was a cover that we did for a couple of years and then sort of put away. I'm not sure how this version got recorded or why. I'm not real clear on that. Maybe Will can refresh
okay.
Memory.
We had already actually recorded a different Kinks song. And I think it was Chris's idea to do another one and maybe put out a 45, but that hasn't happened yet, and who knows if it actually will. So we actually started recording I'm on an Island last year, and I think Gene actually recorded his bass in quarantine, but the rest of the track had already been recorded. I will add, however, that it is one of, if not the first Kink songs I ever played. Going back to when I was like 15, and just playing literally in the garage with my friend Bob Northcott. We were sort of learning how to play, and it's one of the ones that he knew. and I didn't know any, so I just kind of followed along. But I go very far back with that song.
That's awesome. So I was looking online, and you're going to have to tell me, because I might be wrong about this. Is this the first like new release for the DBs in 7 years?
I can't. We had an EP out in 2013.
Yeah.
If there was something else that came out since then, it would have been just on some like benefit compilation or something like that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, and some of the artists on this album are just amazing artists who have not put out new music in a long time. So a real treat for local music fans. Speaking with Will Rigby, Peter Holsapple, Florence Dorr, talking about Cover Charge, which is an album of cover songs to benefit the Cat's Cradle. And we haven't talked about the Cradle yet. Tell us why all of these artists come together to support this fantastic music venue.
Well, I mean, I can just say that I'm obviously a relative newcomer to the music scene here. I lived in Boston when I was in my 20s. And so the Rat was kind of my home venue. And so I know what it means to have a home venue. I've been living here for 10 years. So I've been to a lot of shows at the Cradle, but I knew what the Cradle was when I was living in Boston in my 20s. It's been around forever. And so it sort of defines the city that I live in. And I guess its history made it seem like, you know, something people wanted to come together and help. But Peter and Will should talk about their history with the Cradle. It's much longer than mine.
Peter, Will?
I think we have probably played at every location of the Cat's Cradle since the late 1970s with the DBs and with other groups. And it's important to us to have a locus like that means so much to a music community. We come from Winston-Salem, and there have been some great clubs there, but they've had a hard time staying afloat. Everybody's having a hard time now, but over the years. But the Cradle has just, the resolve has been amazing, and it's been a great destination for lots and lots of touring bands over the years. I think if you ever went to something like Setlist FM and put in Cat's Cradle, and you would see the voluminous amount of people that have played through there. I mean, from Eddie Hinton on down, you know, I mean, it's remarkable that a club like that has managed to stay afloat. And it felt really imperative to help them do that in a time like this.
Will?
I can't even remember the first time I went to the Cradle. The very first record I ever played on, the first Sneakers record, was recorded at the Cradle when it was the location on Rosemary, which is now called Nightlight. We recorded there in the March of 76 or something like that. And I had already seen shows there, but I can't remember who. Maybe Arrogance I might have seen there. I definitely remember seeing Red Clay Ramblers there in 77. The DBs started playing there at that Rosemary location in 79. And we played at least three other of the locations over the years. I'm not sure how many, actually. At least four different ones.
Well, the album is Cover Charge. The full album is coming out on Friday the 31st. You can buy it now. Head to the Cradle's website, which is catscradle.com. You can also go to the website just for the album, which is covercharge.music.com. And get more information. Florence, back to you as we start to wrap this conversation up. What else should folks know about the album, the artists on it, the songs on it, or the cause behind it?
I would just, because we're talking to DBs, I would just like to note that Chris Stamey has, another DB, has had a lot to do with making Cover Charge what it is. He produced not only the DBs track, but also Dex Romweber's track. He put together Faith Jones's beautiful kind of BLM focused version of What It's Worth. And he also did a great job with Rainbow Kitten Surprise's Sam Mello's piece. Peter and Will, it's worth saying, filled in whenever we needed them. They played guitar and drums on more than one track. So yeah, just the cause, I guess I would say, linking it up to, there's a national cause right now, sort of a national push to help local venues, both because they are economic drivers, but also because venues like the Cradle just define the character and the culture of a place.
Yeah, do you have the website of that, Save Our Stages?
Yeah, just look up the National Independent Venue Association and you'll find their website. You can sign their petition. Senator John Cornyn of Texas and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota have introduced a relief bill for independent music venues during COVID. It's called the Save Our Stages Act, and it would provide 6 months of financial support to keep venues afloat, pay employees, and I'm reading from their press release, preserve a critical economic sector for communities across America. So Cover Charge is a local project, but there's a national push going on in Congress as well.
The website is just saveourstages.com. So anyone listening can go there and get more information about the national movement. But again, just to support the Cat's Cradle, this great venue in our community in Carrboro, catscradle.com, their website. And they've got live stream shows happening all the time. Tan and Sober Gentlemen on Friday, which is just a fantastic band. And you can get more information about this album, which is Cover Charge, both on the Cradle's website and at its own website, coverchargemusic.com. And again, stay with us because later on this hour, we'll be hearing a couple of the songs off of it. I'm on an Island by the DBs and Somewhere Down the Line by Florence Dorr. Florence, Will Rigby, Peter Holzapfel, thank you so much for being with us today and for everything you did to make this happen.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks.